parents, how would you survive if you lost your children in a car accident? What would we say to parents who had lost their children in such a tragedy? We'd pray for them, we'd help them, we'd talk to them. We might even explain to them why God allows suffering. But brothers and sisters and dear guests, there's one thing more that we could do, but actually only a few of us could do. And that is, those of us who have already lost children, we'd be asked by God to help these other parents get through their grief and pain. Jesus says in today's gospel, you are witnesses of these things. And part of that witnessing means we have to share what we've received in our own struggles with other people who are struggling. We have to share our story. The whole context is this. The gospel says, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. So he opens up their minds to understand the scriptures, to remind them, you guys all saw how he overcame death. How did Jesus overcome suffering? He didn't get rid of it. Jesus doesn't get rid of suffering, right? How does he overcome it? He overcomes it through faith. So he's always faithful to the Father, even though he's tempted. How does he overcome it? Through love. He loves us right to the very end. So he dies, he overcomes it, and he rises again. And he says to the disciples, you are witnesses of these things. So all of you have seen it, and your story, you have to share this story with everyone else. Why? Because your story can touch people's hearts in ways that abstract ideas can't. Okay, so the point of today's homily is very simple. Stories strengthen souls. Okay, stories strengthen souls. 2 weeks ago at Mass, I preached about having devout conversations. Okay, devout conversations, if you weren't here, basically means I ask you a question of substance, gives you a chance to share what God's doing in your life. It's a beautiful act of love. And so I said to you, after Mass, when you greet me, can you please ask me a question of substance, a devout conversation? And a lot of you are really good. So some of you asked, there's one couple, they said, Father Justin, what's the best part about being pastor here? And I said, it's when people don't fall asleep during the homily. No, really, the best part about being pastor, so you ask me a question, you're asking, give me a chance to share from my heart. Best part of being pastor here, I get to contribute in a small but powerful way to people encountering Jesus. And then becoming, hopefully, a saint. So if you've had any devout conversations, I'm really encouraging you, and I will keep on doing this. Please keep on doing this. We have called this the season. We're in a season at this parish called Break the Silence because of what Jesus said. He says, you are witnesses of these things. There are three things I want to say about this passage. The first one, in a courtroom, a witness isn't expected to argue the case or to win the case. What does a witness do? A witness says, this is what happened. This is what happened to me. So Jesus said, you are my witnesses, not you are my attorneys. Okay, he didn't ask you to win the case. Just say what happened to you. Number two, the Greek word for witness in this passage is martyres. It's where we get the English word martyr from. So a martyr is a witness. A martyr is someone who lays down their life to witness to Jesus. Now, we might not be called to lay down our life for Jesus physically, but we're called to lay down our life to overcome our fear. A lot of us are shy. We're called to overcome that shyness. That's what a martyr would do. And number three, Jesus says right before this passage, thus it is written that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Okay, so I'm asking you to share your story of what Jesus did. Jesus is asking that. And it's not for your own glory. It's not to make you look good. It's not to bring any attention to you. It's for his glory and for other people. So it says repentance and forgiveness of sins. Repentance means you're going to allow people to change their lives. And forgiveness of sins means they're going to come back to the Father and renew their relationship with him. Sharing your story is an essential part of your mission on earth because it is unique. There is no other story like yours. So if you don't share it, it will be lost forever. Only you can do it. And your story is more effective than quite often a priest preaching because people see me as a professional salesman. They see you as a satisfied customer. So you have more credibility. And if you can share from your heart whatever Jesus has done for you, you share from your heart, you build a bridge to someone else's heart, and Jesus can walk across that bridge. Has Jesus done anything for you? Then please share it. In faith studies, we learn witnessing is one of the six key elements needed for spiritual growth. You want to grow spiritually? You have to share. And we'll talk about that again in 2 weeks. People argue with us about what the church believes. They disagree with us. You can't argue with personal experience. Jesus changed my life. You can't argue with that. And so that's a very powerful, powerful thing. That's why St. Paul, 6 times in the Bible, he shared his testimony. And thank God, St. Augustine, he wrote the first ever autobiography. St. Augustine wrote, it's called The Confessions. And that's helped millions of lives in the 1,500 years since it's existed. And thank God, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, her superior ordered her, under obedience, you write down the story of your soul. She doesn't want to do that. It's too personal. Her superior said, you do it. And she's changed millions of lives. And thank God, our Mother Mary, Pope Benedict said she must have shared her story of how Jesus was conceived with St. Luke. Because if she didn't, we'd never know. All these graces of sharing our story. At this church, part of our vision is to proclaim Jesus in every circumstance. So it's just going to be very simple. When we're in a conversation, just bring Jesus into it. Not in an artificial way. So when you're at a restaurant, you don't start ordering your food and then say to the waiter, hey, can I tell you a story? You got a minute? You don't do that. No, you bring it. Bring Jesus in a very natural way. So how do you do it? You say stuff like, God bless you. It's not offensive. It's pretty easy. God bless you. I say, because I say it now, I never used to say it, God is good. I say now, praise God. It comes naturally to me. Eventually, it will come naturally to you. I remember the atheist, Dave Rubin, on YouTube. Someone shared a tragedy with him, and he said, very interesting, he's an atheist, and he said, God bless you. Because he said he felt it was the right thing to do. Even Dave Rubin can do it. And like I've said before, you can always say to people, I'll pray for you. Because everyone wants to be prayed for. Even people who don't believe in God, they too want to be prayed for. I know some of us are shy, some of us are intimidated. Could we do it for Jesus and other people? If you're afraid it's going to sound weird, it's only going to sound weird if you're weird. That's the reality. So work on yourself. Now, some people say to me, Father Justin, I don't feel called. You're called. I just called you. Okay? You're called. God's grace is very powerful. Please ask for it. It will help you, and you will get it from the Eucharist. Every testimony that we've had in this church has helped so many people. We've had over 20 now in preparation for faith studies in Alpha and various things. And whether we've had one of our sisters, she shared about her healing from abortion. That helped people. Or another sister shared about surviving after divorce. That helped some people. Or one of our brothers, he shared how he resisted suicidal tendencies. That helped people. I asked at the beginning, how would we survive if we lost our children in a car accident? And I want to share with you a testimony, a story of one of our parishioners. He was here last night. He's been coming here for a number of months now with his family. Of how they survived after they lost their children in a car accident. The man's name is Jeff Moeller, and he gave permission to share his story.